Blog Talk Radio.
It's beautiful, man. It's humid here, man. It's not October weather. You know what I mean?
No, it's hot. It's hot here. It's 88 degrees.
Yeah. It's probably something like 85 here with the humidity at like 3,000%.
Right.
Yeah.
But everybody, welcome to the locker room with me and Out to Do here to give you support. News that you can use for your everyday life.
I like that. I like how you did that.
You should.
News that
you like
can use,
that
that's dope.
So you should like everything that I do. If we could just get out there and record, me and you have to do it, then life would be good. But we can't seem to do that.
Yeah. Not so sure about that. But I know you're happy right now. Your Bengals beat New England. Undefeated New England Patriots are undefeated.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure
you know, people like you sleep on my team. You know, but we some beats out here. We beat teams. That's what we do.
That's what you do, huh?
That's what we do. Don't be a hater.
I can't even front. Look, it's very few teams that I hate more than I hate the Bengals. But New England is one of those teams. And so I actually bet on the Bengals to beat New England this week. They did that. Helped me out a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do not support gambling on the show. So
absolutely
ignore what
not.
He just said. So totally ignore what he just said because he doesn't gamble fairly. He's not a fair gambler. See, he really likes to do things, you know, when his teams win, but when his teams lose, you know, then that's when, you know, they have problems and stuff like that. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't pay him any type of attention when it comes to teams losing and winning because his teams don't win. They don't know the meaning of it.
Right. Let's talk about winning because on that note, the Cincinnati Bengals last week didn't look so good. And they lost to the now first place. Cleveland Browns, man. Cleveland is in first place in your division. How's that make you feel?
It's a temporary thing. It's a temporary thing because currently, actually, we're tied with Cleveland.
But well, the tiebreaker is that Cleveland beat you, so that would mean that they're in first place.
Whatever. We're tied with them currently. But that's cool, though. But let's talk about them Oakland Raiders and where the Oakland Raiders are right now. The bottom. That's the bottom. They're 1-3.
Hey, it's okay, though. It's okay.
It is okay because it's all they know. They only know how to be at the bottom.
Oakland is at the bottom. That is true. You got me there. That being said, don't expect us to be at the bottom much longer. But look,
right.
let's get into it, man. The NBA preseason is underway. My guy, Derrick Rose, is back.
All right.
I couldn't be more happy about that.
I'm excited about D. Rose coming back. The NBA season this year will be very interesting.
Yeah, especially when the Bulls hold up the trophy, because we all know that Boston won't be doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to move on to positive news. And positive news is HBCU scores. And myself, along with Alistair Dooley, we are both HBCU graduates, so we hold HBCUs near and dear to our heart. And there are no HBCU, there's no other schools that probably amount to the HBCU tradition. I don't know. That's just how I feel about life. How do you feel about that, Alistair Dooley?
I don't think there's anything quite like an HBCU experience. I'll give you that.
So with that being said, I'm going to get into some HBCU scores that took place yesterday. I'm not really happy with these scores because, I mean, it's not really a game, but y'all understand what I mean when I say that. Okay, so Warner Southern took on Alcorn State. Alcorn State beat them 57-0. Mississippi Valley beat Alabama A&M 21-9. Bethune Cookman beat Delaware State 21-7. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Miles College beat Benedict 27-13. And the Atlanta Classic was here yesterday. It was North Carolina A&T against CAU, Clark Atlanta University. And CAU beat North Carolina A&T 29-24. Now that's a game. Now the other scores that I know, other than Miles and Benedict, which was 27-13, none of the rest of these scores was games. Like they can't even see the band play. I'm convinced.
They came to see the band play.
I'm convinced. So what do you think about those scores, Alistair Dooley?
You know what? I haven't been, like, I got to be honest, I haven't been on my HBCU game this year, but I'm happy to know that we actually get in some good looks, and that, like you said, that North Carolina A&T game was an instant classic, man. It sounds like it was a really good game, but I'm always happy to hear HBCU scores, man. Continue the tradition. If you out there, black, white, indifferent, add a HBCU into your college, Just go visit one. You know what I mean? Do yourself the you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't at least visit an HBCU. DBJ.
Really good game. It's 23-23.
Yeah. What
was that? 23-23. It was 4-7 left in the quarter. Fourth quarter.
Oh, you're talking about Baltimore and Miami.
Yes.
Speaking of Baltimore, man, they are not nearly the team they were last year. It's directly related to paying the quarterback upwards of $100 million. You pull the money truck up to his house. You got to get rid of people like Ed Reed, people like Anquan Boldin, who are, you know, heart and soul of your football team. Bernard Pollard gone too. Of course, Ray Lewis retired. So you don't have the same team, man. It's just not the same feel there, and teams are taking advantage of that.
Well, you know how I feel about the Baltimore Ravens. They can all fall in the pit with the Lakers and Miami Heat.
Right.
Just kidding. You already know how I feel. Baltimore Ravens. Like, they belong at the bottom with the Steelers. And soon to be Cleveland Browns. There's no way on the God's green earth that the Browns should be at the top of anybody's division. First of all, what is the Cleveland Browns? Like, that's just the ugliest name I've ever heard before. But recently, I found out that Cleveland Browns are dogs.
You only found that out recently, huh?
Recently. They're dogs. So dogs belong at the bottom.
I'm going to be honest. You sound like a hater right now.
I'm not a hater. They're in my division. I'm not supposed to love nobody in my division but the Cincinnati Bengals.
It's not about love either. It's just about not hating.
Okay.
You feel me? So don't be a hater.
No, I don't. I'm not a hater. Just because I don't like them?
No,
I'm sure that you don't like anybody in your division either. Why? Because the winners.
I do not like them. Because they're winning. just to burst the bubble real quick, nobody in my division has as many Super Bowls as my team. Nobody. Not the Broncos, not the Chiefs, certainly not the Chargers. Oakland, 3 Super Bowl championships to our name.
But where are you at right now? You know, I get the pass. I understand all of that. That's all well
and good. You understand that?
But
you understand
that? That's the pass.
Anyway.
That's the pass.
You're right. You're right. Speaking of the right now, though, let's get to the right now. Yesterday, Top 25 College Football, FBS College Football, was underway. Number 19, Michigan, beat Minnesota 42-13. Basically beat them like they stole something from their grandmother. Number one, Alabama took care of Georgia State 45-3. Number two,
Let's talk about that. I mean,
Alabama don't get no love for beating Georgia State. Georgia State ain't won a game all year. You don't get no kudos
now,
for that.
You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, Alabama always has a problem with my team and with the way that we win. I don't care if we play you in a back alley. We won. A winner is a winner. No matter how you cut it, it's a winner.
Right. Anyway, number two, Oregon, 57-16 over Colorado. Number three, Clemson, 49-14 over Syracuse. Number four, Ohio State, 40-30 over number 16, Northwestern. They barely got out of that one, by the way, people.
Let's talk about that. It doesn't even matter if they barely got out of it. The point of the matter is they got out. Like, God, you can talk about me and you call me a hater for various different reasons. And that's okay. That's all well and good. However, you do not give credit to where it's due. You don't like the Ohio State players. You don't like none of the teams I like, but you can just say, well, they barely made it. But they just got there by the skin of their teeth. A winner is a winner, no matter how you cut it. And when Michigan and Ohio State play and we beat on Michigan, I don't want to hear you say that up.
Listen, I got to get through these scores, man, all right? In a minute, I'll be right with you. I'll correct you in all the errors that you're making right now about Ohio State.
Right.
But anyway, number six, Stanford, beat Washington 31-15. Unranked Notre Dame knocked off number 22, Arizona State, final score 37-34. Notre Dame getting back on the winning track after losing to Oklahoma last week at home pretty badly. Number 16, Florida, 30-10 over Arkansas. Number 14, Miami, took care of Georgia Tech. Number 8, Florida State, beat number 25, Maryland, 63-0. You should not be ranked number 25 if you can't score a point. That's all I'm saying. Number 6, Georgia, 34-31 over Tennessee. Number 10, LSU, 59-26 over Mississippi State. Now, I feel like we have to address Diva J and her claim about the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State played their first ranked they played Wisconsin last week. This was their second game against the ranked opponent. They beat Northwestern, barely, with some help from the referees, by the way. And at the end of the season, when they come to the Big House, because that's where the game is this year, in Michigan, they will be leaving there with the L. That's it. You don't come to the Big House. Especially if you got on, scarlet and gray.
I need scarlet.
It doesn't sound like a tough color.
Oh, my God. But don't we beat y'all, though?
You won last year. You won last year.
And how many other times have we won?
We've won a couple other times. All right? But let's clear it up. Michigan leads the all-time head-to-head by a lot, all right? Let's not get that mixed up.
Is that the pass?
Listen, we got some callers. We got a caller on the line. 937. Caller, what's up?
Hi, Rick.
Hey, how's it going? This is Rick from Dayton, Ohio.
Rick from Dayton. What's going on?
First, I like to say the number one first place Cleveland Browns. And we did it without a running back and a quarterback. Just imagine if we get one or the other. But we're in trouble. We'll wind up. We might win four or five games because Brandon Weeden will be the starting quarterback, and we're not going to look for any help. Now, the other thing, the Buckeyes were exposed last night. The corners are pitiful. We are in trouble.
Are you talking about Ohio State or Cleveland?
The Buckeyes. I'm talking about the Buckeyes now are in trouble. Anytime you stay that far off a receiver, that means your corners are awful slow. Awful slow. And that's what I have to say about that. And what do you think? Oh, and one other thing. I think Oakland has a top-notch quarterback in the making with Mr. Pryor.
Absolutely.
I believe that. Yes, indeed.
From The Ohio State University, by the way.
Yes.
Make sure you give reverence to that
altitude that he is from The Ohio State University. So
I did.
You be throwing all that wood in that shoulder.
Ohio State did something right, and they produced Terrell Pryor. All right? But speaking of Ohio State's quarterbacks, I agree with Rick wholeheartedly. They are slow, and they're getting burned. The week before this week, what's the little white? I'm sorry if we have any white listeners. I don't mean to offend anybody. The little Caucasian man was killing your number one corner. All
right? Right. Absolutely.
But thank you for the call, Rick. Stay on the line. We got other callers. We'll get back to you.
All right.
Crazy. 703, are you there?
I am here.
703.
Right.
Hello, how are you? Can you say anywhere you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Potomac Falls, Virginia.
Okay. Hey, how are you? And your name?
I am fine. Having been born in Ohio, I am, like, really, really, really getting tired of altitude. Or what do you on this show? Is it altitude? I'm tired of y'all talking about my butt.
I like that.
Especially given the fact that I believe you were born in Ohio yourself. Now, you traitor. So let me tell you this, though. I don't care what you say about Ohio State. Ohio State can be as bad as they want to be, but they're still better than Michigan.
Michigan.
So let's get that straight.
Is that
all right?
Hold up.
Amen.
Is that a
The Ohio State. And
The Ohio State
is better than the Michigan any day of the week. All right?
Well, thank you, 703. We're going to address 703's comments here. We have to mute 703. All right? You don't get on the radio. You don't talk about the Wolverine. Michigan, like I said, leads the head-to-head with Ohio State by a lot. Let's get that out the way. It's not even – y'all can beat us for the next 10 years, and it still won't matter. Michigan over Ohio State is just the way it is. And, yes, I was born in the state of Ohio, and I do think the state of Ohio is superior to the state of Michigan in every way possible, except when you're talking about football. All right? That's it. And LeBron James is from Ohio, too, by the way, and he's superior in every way to anything that DBJ likes. DBJ, you see what you start, man. You got people calling the show Ohio State fans.
I like her.
Fan,
I like her. Call
Brown
her
fan, and all these.
Because I think
right.
You fail to understand where you're
hey, look,
from. You
hey, look, my fact guy, over here just gave me a fact, and that a Buckeye is really an acorn. It's just an oversized acorn. That's all. What is that?
Oh, that's fine. We can be that.
We're not.
We can be an oversized
acorn.
Wolverine.
A squirrel eat acorns. All right.
That's okay. Cause he ate y'all last year, so we good.
Listen, we've had someone break into the studio. Hostility in here. But yeah, Diva J. What are you expecting the rest of the season from the NFL, and who do you think is going to make it to the Super Bowl?
Whew, that's kind of hard to tell already this year. The season has been shaken a lot. I think the playoffs are going to be really, really good this year. I think it's just been a lot of shakeup, but according to the stats, who I will want to – well, New Orleans looks pretty good. They're undefeated. They look like they might slide up in there. Seattle is currently right now undefeated. They have a good shot.
Uh-huh.
Who I will – of course, you know, I would love to see my team in there. Indianapolis might slide in there too. And Kansas and Denver – I mean, who do you think? It's so iffy this year.
Listen, I think Denver is the best team in the NFL right now. Right now, that's the best team playing football, in my opinion. New Orleans
okay.
is really good, especially on offense. And with Rob Ryan there now, the defense is playing really good. So you can't count them out. And I think if I had to pick right now, those would be the two teams I say get out of each conference. New Orleans and Denver – would be my Super Bowl selection.
Now I have a question for you. Now that, the name was at the top of my head and I just lost it. Reggie Bush is a Detroit Lion. How do you feel about his performance as a Lion versus him being a New Orleans Saint?
Reggie Bush has been great for the Lions. Today, obviously, they didn't do too much of anything. Scoring 3 points while losing to Green Bay. But I think outside of that, Reggie Bush has been amazing for the Lions, especially when you have Calvin Johnson on the field, who, by the way, didn't play today. But he adds another dimension. You can't just double-team Chad Johnson and turn your back to the quarterback in the run game because Reggie Bush is dynamic, and you can split him out wide. There's so many things they can do with him. So I think Reggie Bush with Detroit is a great move. One
yeah,
of those teams, though,
like
out there
has
to step up. I'm sorry?
Do you think they'll be playoff contenders, Super Bowl contenders?
I think they'll definitely be in contention for the playoffs, but the Super Bowl, I'm not so sure about that. I don't believe in Matt Stafford right now. I'm not sure that he's the answer. I think he's good. He makes a lot of throws that he shouldn't know, and until he corrects that, I don't think they're contenders for the Super Bowl, but the playoffs, sure. I think one of those teams in that division has to step up and dethrone Green Bay, though. Like, Green Bay is ripe for the picking, in my opinion, but none of these teams seem to want it enough. That includes the Bears, the Lions. The Vikings play them tough all the time, but the Vikings are in need of a quarterback. So, yeah, very bad. And Josh Freeman is out there, by the way. Josh Freeman's out there, and the Vikings need to get Josh Freeman.
Okay. So did you – how do you feel about the preseason NBA games that have taken place so far?
I'm excited, man. Yesterday I stayed up to watch a preseason basketball game for the first time in my life, and it was only because I wanted to see how Derrick Rose looked, and he looked like his old self. I probably won't watch another preseason basketball game ever again, but that one was good to see, and I'm excited. I think the Heat have some serious problems now. You got teams that are back, that are healthy, that can really challenge them. Kobe Bryant will be back at some point this season, so the Lakers fans can rejoice.
Well, tomorrow comes the brink of a lot of the games that take place tomorrow. You have the Raptors against Boston, Atlanta against Miami, Memphis against Chicago, New Orleans against Dallas, the Clippers against the Trailblazers, and the Kings against the Golden State Warriors. Miami Heat. Also, be great, but that Miami Heat, I can't wait till they fall and burn in their own heat.
In their own heat, huh?
But you know what? This season, I'm gonna be a little bit more lenient on the Miami Heat. I'm not gonna hate as much, you know, because Altidude calls me a hater. So I'm not gonna hate as much on these
NBA, NFL teams. You can't do that much hating. Listen, I don't like the Heat either. But at this point, it's not too much hating we can do. They've won back-to-back championships. Until somebody beats them, they're the champs. LeBron James finally got the monkey off his back. He's, in my opinion, best player
like
in basketball right now. That being said, I think Chicago's going to beat them this year. I'm not going to comment on what LeBron James looks like. I do think LeBron James needs to let the hair go. The hairline is through. Hey, yo.
His hair is
running away from his head. Getting thicker and thicker because the hairline is disintegrating before our very eyes. But I want to point this out. Kobe Bryant gets away with the same thing. That dude's hairline starts in the middle of his head. And nobody says anything.
Nope. I don't think anybody cares. I wanted to see the preseason game with the Rockets, and I didn't get to see that one. I wanted to see how Dwight performed.
He did pretty well, 19-9. First game.
Is he back to his
Dallas
own self?
Denver is underway. Good game here. Well, actually, I'm not going to say a good game, because once Peyton takes the field, this game's over.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the locker room will be back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks at 4 o'clock. We're about to wrap up this 4 o'clock show because I got dinner to cook.
Absolutely. Be sure to follow us at Intune Show on Twitter, at Diva_J, at Altidude, Altidude. Check this out, man. This Thursday upcoming, I'm interviewing Cleveland hip-hop artist Tiggy K from Cleveland, Ohio, live.
Uh-oh.
Thursday at 11 p.m. Be sure to tune in for
support,
that right here
support.
On the Intune Show. Absolutely. Diva J, what you got going on?
The HBCU tour kicks off on the 26th of October at the Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, my alma mater, and we had two performances, one by Kid/BB, also known as Genuine's son, and London the Bridge, a very talented songwriter, and we've teamed up and partnered with a lot of good people, and Central State's homecoming is next Saturday, so, you know, shout out to Central State University, home of the Mighty Marauders.
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in. We're out of here.
All right, peace out.